What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
You know, I'm going to have to go with the cattle markets. You know, we saw a good strength last week. You know, we were seeing some improving cash trade. Still looking at a little bit of tight supplies. And the fact that demand continues to be good and the economy surging forward, I think, has all helped to keep the cattle markets going on the upward trend. I think we're going to be looking at testing their next level of resistance here, which is up another couple, $2-3. And then we might run into a little bit of selling pressure. But for right now, supplies have been tight enough and demand has been good enough to keep this market somewhat moving forward.
Had a jobs report on Friday, certainly some positive economic news that's being seen on Wall Street.
You know, it definitely. I mean, that's really what's helping is the fact that people are still working. They're still expecting to see demand. The fact that we, you know, this dock work strike had the market a little bit scared at first because it was going to take away some of the imported beef that comes in to kind of serve the restaurant market. That, of course, has been settled. But, I mean, we still have a black cloud over our head with that that strike that possibly could come back again December, January. But right now it just tells us how tight our supplies are and how quick they could be disrupted.
And what's not hot in this market, Randy?
You know, I'm going to go with the general grains. I mean, you look at what's going on in soybeans. We've had ideal growing conditions or harvest conditions, I should say, in the U.S. So we're seeing harvest push. We should see some good numbers on Monday afternoon's crop progress report to help, you know, to kind of solidify that. But they're also talking about rain in Brazil. And, of course, if they start getting the rains, they're going to start planting aggressively. It might impact less corn acres later, but it shouldn't impact much on the soybean side at this point. So I think soybeans are a little bit weak, and it's now starting to pull the corn and the wheat down with it.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.